Hello again, and we're back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. We hear the terms innovation and creativity in relation to business all the time. In fact, they are political buzzwords used frequently. So when do they really mean something? Well, I have two guests with me right now who can give us some insight into what these two words really mean because they live it every day. With me on the phone is Bolis Ibrahim, founder and CEO of Argentum Electronics. His company just won $250,000 in a startup competition held here in Northumberland County. In studio, I have the guy behind the competition who not only celebrates innovation and creativity in business, he is innovative and creative in his life as well. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be here.
I'm feeling like a bit of a local celebrity. This is my second time on your show, and really happy to be back. So this should be a fun interview. Bolis, hello.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Excited to be on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here, and I really appreciate you calling in from Toronto. Bolis, let's start here. What are you going to do with the $250,000? Because that's a big investment for a young company.
Yeah, it is. It's quite an investment. We're going to be generally using it to grow the business, mostly in Northumberland. So we're going to be putting it towards hiring some technical staff in Northumberland. At Venture 13, we're excited to be there. I'm going to be at Venture 13 as well for probably half the week, and going back and forth between our Toronto lab and our Venture 13 office. So yeah, the money is going to be put towards growing the business.
Now, what exactly did you do to win?
We went through this, so the N100 was actually a really fun competition. Several stages we went through. It was a pitch competition. So we did quite a bit of pitching, quite a bit of board presentations, went through some due diligence. So that was good. So that was about the process we went through to win. It was a lot of fun, a good learning experience for me.
And what is it exactly that Argentum does?
Argentum Electronics, so we mainly design power electronics. Today we do things in the smart building industry. So we design power over Ethernet controllers for smart buildings. Mainly what that is we are able to reduce the cost of a new construction for smart buildings by delivering power over the Ethernet cables.
That sounds really technical, and I think we'll come back and unpack that in a bit. But I also understand that this is not the first accolades that you've received.
Yeah, for sure. So we've entered a many competitions and won a good chunk of those. So yeah, we have some past accolades and past awards, some international as well.
Well, I don't mean to belabor the point, but my understanding is you've won the Norman Eshet Engineering and Innovation Award. You've also won the Ontario Centres of Excellence David McFadden Energy Entrepreneurship Challenge. You've won the RECODE Social Innovation and Entrepreneurship Award. And then beyond that, the Global Student Engineering Award, along with another one that you won in Korea. I mean, how does a young company like that, like yours, win so many awards? What is it you're doing that's so special?
So we're the tech is actually really interesting when you break it down. It's quite simple when you come to understand it, but it's novel. The technology itself is novel. What we're doing, mm-hmm. We have some patent applications that are going through, but we've also gotten really good at pitching the vision. And really, in the competition, you want to sell the vision of your company and where you're headed because they're buying into the vision. So we've gotten really good at that. So, but we do have really good technology to back all that up.
Well, let's talk a little bit. John, you tell me about this N100 competition since we're talking about pitching businesses.
Absolutely, Rob. So N100 launched in 2013. Mm-hmm. It's an initiative of Northumberland Community Futures Development Corporation. That's the organization that I work with as a venture catalyst. So N100 is our attraction strategy. It's a call that we put out to really high potential technology entrepreneurs that are out there, basically saying that Northumberland is a community that will support innovation from the beginning, and we're prepared to back you and put significant resources behind your endeavor. The idea is to help those companies get onto a venture capital track. because we found that there's quite a few people like Bolus Ibrahim that are out there that really need to raise that crucial early stage capital that they need to, let's say, finalize a prototype or bring a new product or technology to market. And there's a gap in the market at that early stage. And we thought, look, we can play a role in that. We can take part of our investment fund, which normally provides commercial lending solutions to small and medium-sized enterprises here in Northumberland County. And we thought that what we could do is develop a product, an offering, for that type of company that would be significant, and that was our convertible debt program. So what we decided to do was put out a call, and competitions can be really galvanizing. They can really help to bring energy and momentum and exposure to what you're trying to do within your community. And N100 has really done that since 2013. This is our sixth consecutive N100, and we started with a $100,000 convertible loan, and we're now offering $250,000 through that program. And I would say, in basic terms, N100 has really put us on the map. We've earned huge earned media exposure. Our engagement with that brand is really exceptional, and it's international. So it's, you know, you can go down to the KW Toronto Tech Corridor. You can even be in MIT or Silicon Valley, and you'll find people that have heard about N100 because, you know, we've been featured in, you know, the pages of TechCrunch and Betakit and places, publications that really have a broad exposure within the tech sector. And we've put together a huge partnership to help make this happen. I think that's really key, the people that are involved. So not only our board of directors, our investment committee, the team at Northumberland CFTC, and all of our partners now at our home base at Venture 13, but, you know, we have a power panel, Rob. So we have a group of individuals that are experts in the field of tech entrepreneurship, intellectual property, venture capital, such as, chaired by a really incredible guy from Port Hope, Paul Godin, who's an angel investor and actually had the first Canadian tech company that was listed on the NASDAQ. He's a serial entrepreneur. And on that panel, you have people like Blake Wicken from Maple Leaf Angels, founding member and now chair of the Angel Investors Ontario group, Shirley Speakman, who's a partner at Cycle Capital. So we have really incredible people, and what they do is they help us through a multi-stage competitive process, take usually about 40 companies that apply to compete in Northumberland's N100, and we bring that down to, this year we had 4 finalists, and then ultimately we select one. And we expect that company to have a presence and impact in our community as part of our dual bottom line. And also we expect there to be growth and follow-on investment for that company. So that's probably like the capsule kind of biography of N100 I can give you.
So, Bolus, then let's go back to you and let's talk about our Argentum then, this award-winning company who won this competition. You talked about what it is you do, but I'm sure our listeners are not that technologically oriented, so maybe we can just kind of break this down. My understanding is you make smart products. Can you tell us what they are and how they work in just everyday terms?
Totally. Yeah, I'll break it down for you. That was by the way, John, great explanation of the N100. I didn't know it was that large. That's amazing. Okay,
Thank you.
So the tech really simply, like, smart technology is technology that, for example, like if we're talking about lighting, the lighting will optimize itself so that it uses less power. So if you want to optimize to use less power, the lights are smart enough to know how to do that. So they do that in ways by sensing occupancy. So if the space, so this is mainly targeted at commercial buildings. So if the space is occupied, the lights will turn on. If it's not occupied, the lights won't turn on. That's the most simple form of the smart automation. There are many other forms of it that go all the way from the HVAC system, so from the heating and cooling systems, to the lighting, to sensing where people are in the building and how they're utilizing the space. So that's all under the umbrella of smart technology.
So just step back for just a quick second. So I know, for example, there are systems I can get for my house where I can turn up my heat in my house if I'm away. Or there are other ones where I can go into a room and I can turn on my smartphone and use it to turn up the lights or turn on the stereo. Or maybe Google Alexa might be another one where, you know, I talk and they'll put the radio on a certain channel. Is that what we mean when you're talking about smart products?
Yeah, those are under the umbrella of smart products. Those are more geared towards residential and consumer.
And you do commercial stuff on a big scale.
Yeah, we do commercials, yes, on a bigger scale. And it's geared towards commercial projects, mainly new construction. But we're working on some renovation projects as well for commercial.
Okay.
But yes, it's the same idea, but on a larger scale. So you wouldn't get the like voice control, maybe not yet, but you would get a system that's built into the building automation systems that already exist that makes your building smarter.
So if I had a production line and there was a whole bunch of people in there and I'd have to have the heat at a certain temperature and I'd need a certain amount of light, and when all those people left and went home and the machines were running, it would automatically dim the lights, maybe less heat just to keep the building warm and that kind of thing. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. So on the most simple level, that's what it does. On the most simple level, a smart technology will optimize your space so that it's using the least amount of power possible to get the same amount of work done.
So I in reading up about this, I noticed that you use a lot of computer technology to do this. Mentioned earlier about Ethernet, which is a way of connecting computers so that they can talk to each other. So
exactly.
what does your company do then? Do you write software or do you develop hardware? What is it exactly that you're doing here?
We do both. So we develop mainly, like we got our start in hardware. So we develop hardware, but naturally that requires that you develop some software. So we also develop some cloud software in partnership with Microsoft. So we work with Microsoft's AI and IoT lab. So that's artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things, because that's what this is. It's like the big umbrella is the Internet of Things. So the Ethernet cable allows all these devices to be connected to the Internet or a local network within the building. And the beauty of Ethernet is that recently it's been standardized to that you can provide power over the Ethernet cables. So that cuts a lot of cost. So in a lot of buildings, you'll see an Ethernet cable in commercial spaces. You'll see an Ethernet cable going to a television as well as power. But in the future, we'll start seeing just Ethernet cables. So we're already seeing this. If you see some security cameras, they're based on power over Ethernet. Access points, like wireless routers, they're also based on power over Ethernet in most commercial spaces. So there's this big trend in the industry to go power over Ethernet. So what we make specifically is a device that will take anything that's not natively power over Ethernet compatible and then make it power over Ethernet compatible. So we make that module.
When was the company founded?
This company was founded in May of 2015.
And what classifies you as what's called a startup? What makes you a startup?
A startup, I guess, you could classify, it's a very loosely classified term, but you could classify a startup based on the amount of funding raised, revenue generated, how long they've been in existence. There's so many factors.
Okay.
But I guess what classifies us as a startup is the amount of money raised / revenue generated. We're in that sort of, we're still in the startup category.
Like, so, Rob, maybe I could jump
in
there.
Please.
Yeah, because like this is an interesting question because people often think, well, what is the difference between a small business, maybe a new small business, mm-hmm. and a startup? Like the term startup in the tech sector has a certain colloquial meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And really that is that it's a certain type of company. Usually it's technology driven. So it's a technology driven enterprise often. And it requires a certain type of financing to fuel its development because it has a long or extended pre-commercial phase of development. It often requires venture capital. So traditional lending for cash flow positive businesses that are growing in a linear fashion, that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
So it's that, and that is why a startup company like Argentum Electronics is looking for investment like the M100 convertible debt.
So Bolas, what's your company worth right now? What's your valuation?
Nicely put. It's really tough to value a startup. So we haven't. It's really tough to value a startup at our stage. Mm-hmm. So we have no valuation. So there are so many different ways to calculate the value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I could throw a number out there, but there's so many different ways. The reason I can't say a definitive value is because we haven't put a definitive value on the company, which is great for us because when we come to go raise some more financing, the value is still open for a debate.
So what number would you throw out there at the moment?
What number would I throw out there at the moment?
Yeah.
This is a good question. Give me 2 seconds to think about this. I would say, honestly, like, to be fair, a company in our range is likely between 7.5 million mm-hmm. to probably 15 million.
Wow.
It's a large range, but it really depends on the valuator.
Wow. And how many employees do you have?
Right now, we have a team of 2, but we're growing that in Northumberland.
Incredible. That valuation and with 2 people. So, John.
John might disagree.
Okay, John. When you listen to all of this, you know what the company does and what it's doing. Why is it so exciting to you?
Well, I just wanted to say it's interesting. I'm just looking at the social media feed and the Impact Center at the University of Toronto. They just tweeted a picture of Bolus on the archery range at Headwaters Farm. And I just wanted to mention, like, part of the fun of N100 is bringing entrepreneurs like Bolus into Northumberland and introducing them to our community and giving them an experience about, you know, what things are like here. So we actually had a wood fire pizza party one night after our pitch simulation, a day of training at Venture 13. So I just thought that was kind of cool. Bolus, you're now an archer.
Nice. I like that picture. It was my profile picture for a while. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sorry, Rob. So back
to
it.
So I wanted to find, you know, you're listening to all of these things that this new company is doing, the innovation, the technology, the creativity.
Yeah.
Why is it exciting to you to hear about this?
Well, I mean, I would say I'm a technological optimist. I really believe that we can have tech for good, and you can see in the efficiency, the sustainability side of what Argentum is bringing to the table. It's exciting. It's exciting to be part of that movement for smart cities, for green tech, etc. Just generally, I there's something compelling about novel technologies like this. They're breakthroughs. They're new. When you think of the world's first something, it's just, I find it really compelling. And also, what's interesting is that, you know, we can play a role in the advancement of these ideas and these technologies. So in all of my interactions with tech entrepreneurs, I just find it very stimulating and interesting, for sure.
Well, it's interesting. In doing the homework around this, it's impressive to think that, you know, as we're talking about climate change and we're talking about, you know, how do we impact climate change in this kind of company and doing these kinds of things, I mean, this is a way, you know, not just to save money or become more efficient, but also to help the environment. So
absolutely.
Really interesting.
Yes.
Bolus, can you tell us a bit about yourself? How old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
24 years old. Are you still in school or have you graduated?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
You're still here. Where's here?
I'm at. I study electrical engineering at Ryerson University.
What year are you in?
So I'm in my 7th year.
Your 7th year?
Yeah. So this is the This is the 4th year. So I'm like taking 4th year courses.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in my 7th year of studies here. Part of that is because I started this company while I was still a student. So I went part time. So that I could spend more time on the business.
Holy cow! Now, this is not your first your first rodeo. You've started other businesses, have you not?
Yeah, I have.
Tell us about those.
So I had this is why when I emailed you, I told you I was a recording studio enthusiast.
Yes,
I had a recording studio. That was my past business. I had a recording studio and a video studio. We also did photography. I had a photography studio as well. So that was. That was my past business, but I let it go to take Argentum more seriously because I was running both businesses at the same time.
And when do you hope to graduate?
This semester. This is actually my last semester here.
Wow.
I'm getting my Iron Ring next month.
Congratulations. And then full-time Argentum? Is that
yes.
the plan?
Yes, yes.
Fantastic. John, do you remember the first time the two of you met?
Yes, it would be at the pitch training boot camp that we held at Venture 13. Before that, we had a electronic submission of an application from Bolas, and that was when I met him.
And Bolas, how about you? Do you remember the first time you met John?
Oh yeah, I do remember. I remember.
Tell us that story.
It was really fun. It was great. Like I honestly did not expect. I didn't know what to expect. Like coming in, like I know Coburg. Like I've been to Coburg several times before, mostly to the beach. So I haven't really been on like up further north, like where Elgin Street is. So I haven't really been there. So I didn't know what to expect. But Venture 13 is beautiful. It's an awesome place. It looks like any other accelerator downtown Toronto. It's great. A lot of activities going on there. But I do remember the specifically when I first met John, like the pitch competition. That was a lot of fun. Like just learning how to pitch. I became a better pitcher through the program. Like I got way better. And I thought I was good at pitching because of all the awards we've won. But the N100 was actually really difficult because of the format, the way it's a 3-minute presentation without any aids, without any. So I'm usually used to doing a PowerPoint, so that was really challenging. But it was good. I became a better presenter. I was able to better communicate the vision of the company. So all in all, that was a really good experience. And yes, I do remember the first time I met John. That was a fun week or fun couple of weeks.
Well, speaking of time, I can't believe we're out of time. And I want to thank the both of you for being on the show. What a fascinating story. What an amazing company. So thank you both for being here.
Rob, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. This was great.
You're very welcome. So next week, author Stephen Skivington is going to come here and talk about his new book, This May Hurt a Bit, Reinventing of Canada's Healthcare System. It's a fascinating book and incredibly timely. It is part of what I hope will be a month-long investigation into our local healthcare system and the Ontario government's proposals to change it that will be announced in the upcoming weeks. So if you care about your health and the future of healthcare in Northumberland, please tune in. If you have any comments, questions, rants, or raves, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page and make a comment. And if you're on Twitter, you can message me at rwash. I will read out a selection of comments on next week's show. If you would like to listen or share this or any other podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this, Northumberland.